You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
Hi, my name is Selena Larson. I am a cyber threat intelligence analyst at Dragos. We are an industrial cybersecurity company. So when I was a kid, I really wanted to be an author. And I remember writing in maybe second grade a book, quote unquote, called The Green Goldfish. It was about, you know, the story of a goldfish who was green instead of orange and some of the struggles that he had faced and bullying with his peers and stuff. And as I kind of got a little bit older, I was like, I don't know about a writer, but I'm thinking more maybe like a journalist, because that sounds exciting. You know, you can like investigate things, you can do research, you can, you know, meet lots of different people and travel the world and have some cool stories. So I ended up going to journalism school. I took my undergrad at Arizona State University, and I became a journalist. And I kind of bounced around, actually, a little bit. And then when I moved to San Francisco 7 or 8 years ago, it was like, oh, well, technology is the news here. Like, I am a news reporter. In fact, that's what I said in my interview. I said, I am a news reporter, and in San Francisco, technology is the news. And I got super lucky because I, you know, was thrown into tech at a very exciting time. Certainly, as cybersecurity and privacy issues were, you know, becoming a lot more sort of mainstream, I feel like, especially when we're talking about a lot of these like social networks and platforms. So I ultimately became a cybersecurity reporter at CNN. And at the time, you know, I liked my job. I thought it was interesting, but I felt that as a journalist, unless you have like, you know, a very specific sort of defined beat, you kind of have to be like a jack of all trades and a master of none, if that makes any sense. And cybersecurity isn't just, you know, a beat in and of itself. There's a lot of different sort of subsectors in security. And of course, there's industrial cybersecurity. So I became particularly interested in that after writing about it and kind of decided that, you know, this is something that really interests me. I feel like I could, you know, really dive in here and become, you know, subject matter expert on industrial cybersecurity. I feel like the skills that I have as a journalist would be, you know, applied really well in this field. And so I kind of, you know, just decided to sort of make the switch. So in my role as an analyst, I do a lot of, you know, research and reporting. In fact, it's kind of interesting how, you know, closely aligned or, you know, the similar skills required from a investigative journalist / reporter and a cyber threat intelligence analyst, right? So there's a lot of reporting, there's a lot of reading, there's a lot of, you know, investigating in different ways, finding patterns in information, finding patterns in data. The role of cyber threat intelligence analyst honestly varies depending on who you're talking to, what their background is, what companies they have worked for, what different intelligence shops look like. But I thought that my 8-year-old nephew described it perfectly. He said, when I was attempting to explain my job to his parents, he said, "It sounds like you're an internet cop." And I was like, that's actually a pretty good description of it, right? You know, like an internet cop, I don't know, like we're, you know, looking for bad guys and, you know, trying to help people keep themselves safe. when I came to cybersecurity or threat intelligence from journalism, I felt like a fish out of water. I had the biggest imposter syndrome you could possibly imagine because I was very early on at my company, and I soon realized, eventually I realized that me not being someone who comes from, you know, a long history of doing cyber work or intel work, like not having that background gives me a different perspective on the work that I am doing. So I would say that, like, for people that are getting into this field, like, don't be intimidated by people whose backgrounds are exclusively tech or, you know, have been coding since they were, you know, small or playing with computers and, you know, they had built their own machine at like 15, right? Like, I think it's getting better for sure, but there's still sort of this expectation that people who work in cybersecurity and information security are, you know, the highly technical people with these like very technical backgrounds. You have to have a computer science degree. And I'm here to tell you that you don't. As a journalist, I have a journalist background. Provides me with kind of a different and unique perspective as opposed to, you know, a lot of folks in the industry.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.